Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
CBS senior business analyst Jill Schlesinger, but she's here with us this morning live from New York. Jill on money.com, a great resource. Jill, good morning.
Good morning. How's everyone doing today?
Well, great. You know, the tensions are high. In this very studio and everywhere you go, on every level, people are very anxious. And I know from your history that is unsettling to the markets too. But tomorrow is the inauguration, and let's assume it goes through, and then we have the new administration. The practical part, Jill, is where's our money?
Right. So we know that there was a $900 billion stimulus plan passed at the end of December. And, you know, that was really good news. A lot of people just wanted there to be some patchwork in place. And early on Friday, we got details about another stimulus bill. So, I mean, I think this is about the seventh, frankly, because there were a bunch of things that happened early on in the pandemic. But let's call this sort of the third biggest and broadest one. We had the $2.2 trillion. We had the $900 billion in December. And now this Biden plan outlined is essentially about a $1.9 trillion plan. It's called the American Rescue Plan. Here's what it means to you. There's a lot of things in here that are important in terms of money to states and local governments, money for schools, money for testing, but for people. Remember those $600 checks that went out? Well, they're going to be augmented by $1,400 if this plan goes through. So that would be a total of, say, the first round, you got $1,200, the second round, you got $600. This round would be $1,400. And it would also actually be somewhat interesting here because you'd get money for dependents that you would get. That money would also include older dependents, which has actually not been part of this. So if you're a college age kid, you didn't get anything. You'd see the unemployment benefits, $400 a week instead of the $300 a week from December, and it would be extended through the end of September. Eviction foreclosure moratoriums, they'd be extended also until September. Few very important parts, the child tax credit would rise. You would see an enhancement of the SNAP program or food stamps. You would see the expansion of the earned income tax credit, and you would see the increase of the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour. So a lot there. It's a beginning point. It will have to be a big negotiation.
Wow, that is a lot. A lot of people say that a lot of that is necessary right now, especially with what people are facing. Is there anything about it that causes you to some concern?
I mean, look, the big concern that people are going to talk about is essentially that this adds to the debt of the nation. And if you open your papers today, your local papers, the big national papers, there's a lot of conversations about Janet Yellen, who is starting her path towards becoming the next Treasury Secretary with her hearings. I think that the real role here of a Treasury Secretary is to say to markets, to say to people, hey, look, we know there's a lot of spending, but this is an extraordinary time. And this is not your run-of-the-mill recession. We are looking here to help people. These are rescues. And this is what really smart and important economists are saying, which is you don't ignore the deficit. You just don't deal with it in the middle of a crisis.
One of the things that people are going to talk about is the minimum wage. Some of the employers are going to say, we're already challenged. How can we afford to pay more?
Well, you know, look, I have a really hard time with this minimum wage conversation because I know that we've heard these comments, but there have been really throughout all these states have been raising minimum wages. And, you know, I know that it's tough to think about this right now. Maybe there will be some exemptions during this time. But guys, the last time we had an increase in the minimum wage was in 2009. So more than a decade, and we have, even though inflation's low, we have not seen a big amount of movement in this. So even if you go all the way back, like let's go to, I don't know, in 1997 or something, right? You know, it was like $5. Now right. It's 7.25. I think that for most people, even if you just looked at really the impact on this, you'd have to say that at the very least, we should be raising this consistently with the inflation rate.
That's interesting because Pennsylvania, I think we're still at 7.25. All our neighboring states have increased theirs. However, I did just drive by a car wash. They're offering $12 an hour to work at the car wash. So I don't know if it matters what the minimum is. You're going to pay what I think the market will. I guess if you need somebody, you're going to pay them. Is that the thought?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I've always heard these stories. Like, I remember when we were, you know, the economy was running hot and people said, we have a skills gap. We don't have a skills gap. The gap is that companies wouldn't pay up. And guess what? Amazingly, when companies started paying more money, people left jobs and with their skills and they were fine. So there's no way we had a skills gap. We had a bunch of companies who were whining that they couldn't find the right people because they didn't pay enough. Soon as they started raising their wages, gosh, people they found were, it was amazing how they crawled out under those rocks. Amazing.
JillOnMoney.com. I know you got to go, Jill. Thank you. And keep our fingers crossed everything stays cool this week.
Yeah, very good vibes out there, gang.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.